This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with a podcast reply to Nefertari on her BTS discussion Nefcast, ranting about dealing with Christian family and friends on holidays when you're not a Christian. Well, that can be tough. Let me tell you, both of my parents were ordained ministers. And I grew up to be a spiritual anarchist, which means I don't believe in religion at all, any religion. It made for some awkward moments. It really did. You go to family gatherings, and like on Easter, as you were talking about, and I would say, I got Friday off, Good Friday, off from work, with pay. And I'm not even a Christian. They all give you that look, and you say, let me see if I get this right. They killed him, they nailed him up, crucified him on Friday. And on Sunday, he came back down, or was resurrected and came back to life. And they go, yeah, that's pretty much the Easter story. And I tell them, well, hell, if they would have nailed him back up on Monday, I'd have got a 4-day weekend out of it. Ooh, hoo, hoo. They kind of got to the point where they didn't like me being around on holidays. There's just so many pleasant little incidents like that. When I turned 18 and moved away, the church threw a party and I wasn't invited. Oh, yeah, it's difficult. It's difficult to deal with family and friends on spiritual matters like that when you don't believe as they believe. One of the ways I learned to deal with it, I sat down and I wrote a little story, and it's called What I Believe. And in it, I just sat down and made a list of the things that I do believe. I mean, I believe dearly in God. I'm very, very spiritual. I just don't believe in religions. And so by taking it and putting it down on a piece of paper, then when the subject come up, and they would say, oh, you should believe this, you should believe that, I could just take the piece of paper and I could hand it to them. And I could say, hey, this is what I believe. And if they want to argue with that, hey, that's my beliefs. You can grab the Bible. Here, this is what I have. And you can respect my beliefs or not. I'm not going to respect yours if you're not going to respect mine. Anyway, when children come along, it got somewhat more difficult. I ended up actually moving away from my family, just getting as far away from them as I could. And that helped matters tremendously. It's a bit, upsetting to just load everything up and drive the hell away. They really don't expect that, Call them a few months later, hey, we're all settled in. Where are you? But that helps a lot, too. When it comes to family like that, it's really best if you can get a little bit of distance between yourself and them. And that way, you have a very good reason for not showing up on every holiday. And perhaps they will be more appreciative on the holidays that you do show up on. A little more respectful. That's how I ended up getting a bit of respect and leverage and leeway on how to raise my own children. And I didn't raise any of my children in the church. I raised them to be spiritual individuals. And so far, they've been turning out pretty good. I'm pretty proud of them. Anyway, the story I wrote called What I Believe, I will post a copy of that after I post this podcast. And hopefully it'll help give you a little insight or a little idea about how you can maybe take a step towards, resolving this. I don't know if it'll help or not, but it's there, so I can try. This is Mr. Whoopi. Love and light, my friends.